going to learn first from Sefer Netzach Yisrael, and then from Chedusha Agadus of the Maral Kedushin. The issue we're going to be discussing is Esav. Parshas Toldos tells us about Yaakov purchasing, so to speak, the Bechera from Esav. And we need to understand how in Esav's mind, the Bechera is not where he belongs and is not where he is, so to speak, to inherit. What is it about the Bechera that runs contraposed to what Esav is all about? And how is it that Yaakov understood, and at what point is it that Yaakov understood that the Bechora belongs to him, to Yaakov, and that Yaakov is to do everything he can to try to obtain the Bechora? Ultimately, when they were struggling, therefore, it was really about the Bechora. It was already all about the Bechora. The Medrash says, they were contending and fighting on both worlds. They were fighting for both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. One of the explanations is that they were fighting with each other. What were they fighting about? They were fighting about predominance. But not only in Olam Hazeh, and not only for Olam Haba, but for both. So that needs to be understood. Because ultimately, Olam Hazeh is going to be Esav's success, and Olam Haba is going to be Yaakov's. So let's see the Maharal inside, first in Sefer Netzach Yisrael. Kasher hoyu Yaakov ve'esav bebeten imam kvar amru, ki Yaakov zera rishon. Chazal say that he was conceived before Yaakov, excuse me, before Esav. He was zera rishon. Ve'esav achrei, ulekach. Esav hoyakarev tamid el hamador hatachtoin. As a result, physiologically, just in the womb itself, Esav is closer to this world. Esav is closer to Olam Hazeh, to the Madar HaTachtoi, to the category that you would call Olam Hazeh. Madar means a place or a category, a space. V'Yaakov ha'yakarev el Madar ha'elyon. And Yaakov is higher up. Yaakov is already destined to be there, higher up in Olam Haba. V'chol echad ha'yayimid b'shaloi. And in the end, that's where they all ended up. They didn't switch positions. That's why Esav was born first. Zekarev lemadar hatachtin Esav, zekarev lemadar elyon Yaakov. Hinei kasher hoy misroitzim bebeten imam, hoy Yaakov roitzel hispashet el hamato gamkein. He wanted to go down, meaning he would also take olam hazeh and make it kadosh. Atshiyeloi makoim Esav shehu olam hatachtin. The olam hatachtin should be Yaakov's. Yaakov should predominate. Yaakov should take this world and make everything in this world function in the holiest level, meaning take everything in this world and cause it to be the praise door to the next world, right? Olam Hazeh, Daimel praise door. Olam Haba is Daimel Traklin. The palace is coming. This is all to get there. And Yaakov predominant in this world would mean everything would become dedicated correctly to come to the next world. But he didn't succeed. He got brachos so that he could make the best of this world. But that Yaakov should turn this entire world, that all mankind should be recognizing the fact that this world is only the proizdor and the traklin is the next world. That's what Yaakov wanted. That's what it says. It says in the Medrash that they were struggling and contending and fighting over both worlds. Esav says, whether I earn my Olam Haba or I don't earn my Olam Haba, whether I appreciate Olam Haba as much as I appreciate Olam Hazeh, but I want Olam Haba. I don't want to necessarily work for it. I don't want to give up whatever I have in Olam Hazeh in order to get to Olam Haba. In Yiddish, the expression is, Ein Chappen bei der Welten. Right, to grab up both worlds. But to grab up both worlds, not necessarily meaning to earn both worlds, doesn't mean to work toward both worlds. It means to einkap, right? To just grab it, whether it's coming to me or not. ומבקש לספשת למעלה לגמקן ורצה בעולם הבא גמקן. וכאשר היו מסורית את סים, ואין אחד נדחה לגמרי, ואז כל אחד נשם במקיימי. And in the end, that's how they're born. Asa first. Asa's destined for this world. Yaakov's destined for the next world. והנה נשאר Asa במקיימי הרוי אלוי אצל מודר התחתן שהוא עולם התחתן. So he's born first, and he is presenting into this world because this is his world. V'Yaakov nishar b'mekayim ha'ra'uloi etzel mador ha'elyon. Yaakov is higher up in the womb, he is closer to the next world. V'kasher yotzu l'avir ha'olam, Amar Yaakov la'esav, mikhra b'cheros chali, sell me the b'chayra, because I want to have whatever chelik in the next world you think you have, you really don't want it, do you? I want it. I value that. That's what I value. I want it. Klemer. Kishem kasher hayinu bebetin na'em. Haya machlekes hazeh beinenu. He basically was saying to him, you know, we've been contending and fighting with each other. That the concepts for which I stand are not what you stand for. And therefore this whole idea of serving Hashem and then doing so for noble reasons, coming then to be with Hashem in Olam Haba for all eternity, that's not something that's really in your interests, is it? Va'ata. Mechra b'charas chalila asais ha'maisa b'poyal. What the Maharal means by this is that what was in the womb was just in potential. That was that which was destined to be. Yaakov's higher up. Esav's first come into the world. You know, the Baal HaMusar used to say, you know, that's why Esav is made ready for the world. Esav was born like with a strong, mature body. Medrash says he had teeth. He was born with teeth. The Baal HaMusar, the Litvisher, used to say, why would a baby like that be born with teeth? What's the point? Jolken and Eshen Steak. Right? So that as soon as he comes into this world, he can have all of this world and whatever the world has to offer. He can eat a steak right away, right? Jolken and Eshen Steak. Because that's what life is for. And that's what he's destined for. And that's what Yaakov says. So therefore, what's Bechayra to you? Now the Maral says, V'nikra Olam Haba Bechayra. When he says, sell me your Bechayra, what he means is not just in this world to be the Bechar, but what is the result of being the Bechar in this world? It means you're Hashem's. B'ni Bechayri Yisrael. It means you're Hashem's for all eternity. That's what Yaakov Avinu says.
So why was the bracha only in Gashmis?
The Gashmis is what Esav wanted, and the brachas that are potentially in Gashmis are all basically given over to Yaakov now because of the fact that he got the brachas. He can now succeed in turning everything that's Gashmis into a ultimate ruchniyistic accomplishment. Because of those brachas, v'yitncha mital shemayim v'shemayim ha'aretz means the best in this world, but using it for our achieving and arriving at the next world. And that's what Yitzchak, when he gave the brachas to Esav, he didn't say in his head, I'm giving the brachas to Esav so that he should have a good olam hazeh. Yitzchak believed that ultimately Esav is going to turn the brachas into a means through which he, Esav, will come to olam haba. Yitzchak was not thinking, I'm only going to give Esav his olam hazeh. Yitzchak's thinking that I'm going to give brachas that are going to cause my son to have it good here, and Memele he'll also know and understand how to make sure to have it good there. What he didn't know was that no, Esav already had forsaken the Bechayra. Vayivez Esav es HaBechayra. Esav didn't just sell the Bechayra. Vayivez Esav es HaBechayra. Chazal say that means he was kafir b'tchias HaMesim. He was kafir b'tchias HaMesim. Which means he gave it up. Stewed it entirely. Yitzchak didn't know that. Yitzchak was hoping he's going to give brachas that ultimately are going to make this world so easy and special and sweet for Esav to then use it the way Yaakov ultimately does to get to the next world. V'nikra Olam Haba. Bechayra. It's called here Bechayra. Why? Ki habikurim heim k'doshim l'ashem k'moshi yadua. So Bechayra doesn't just mean the right to serve. Bechayra means the preeminent one, the holy one, the eternal one. That's Olam Haba. So that's what this is all about from the get-go. It was about who's going to have Yerusha of the higher worlds. and who's going to have only the lower worlds? And Yaakov says, no, I want both. Ulekach Omar, therefore Yaakov says to Esav, Ki ein roi elecha hakdusha shel b'char. Lefi ha-machloikis shehoye bebeten ha'em. Consonant with what we've been fighting about from the time we were in utero. Rakol dovash hu gufni bilvad hu ro'i lecha. Esav, what interests do you have, really? Do you have interests in metaphysical existence, in being with Hashem? You have interests, rather, in having Olam Hazeh. Therefore, let me be the one to have the full definition of and the full sense of Olam Haba. Let it be defined with me and what will come from me, from my family, from my children. Why should it be that you have waste in your entire life? Waste of your entire life with so little of meaning accomplished, when the service of Hashem, as I will accomplish it, is going to be Mar B'Kedusha, and you will not be Mar B'Kedusha. Yaakov is not selfish here. Yaakov is not interested for himself, not even for his children and children's children. He's interested in the service of Hashem. He is saying that, how can we be Mar B'Kedusha in the world? How can we make holiness? You're not going to make holiness with pillaging and raping and murdering. That's not going to make holiness. I mean, you take a look at what other religions have stood for and what they thought they were fighting for, and in the course of their battles for the sake of what they believed in, look how they behaved. Just look at the carnage they leave behind in their crusades, so to speak, literally and figuratively, whether it be in the Christian crusade, or now, as we're seeing it, in the Islamic desire for caliphate and in the Islamic crusade. That's not Kedusha. That's fanaticism that they call religion, but it's not creating holiness and creating spiritual power and ultimately godliness to prevail in this world. So Yaakov says, what are you? And what do Bechorah, you and Bechorah, have to do with one another? It's Kedushas Elikis, Lamalacha, Vizesh Amah Esav. Esav says, you're right. Give him credit for at least recognizing who and what he was. He looked himself in that mirror that Yaakov held up to him and said, look at yourself in the mirror, Esav. Take a look. See who you are, what you really are all about. And Esav says, you know, you're right. Hinei Anoichi, Hailech Lamus. Doesn't just mean because he was tired from his hunt, and that's why he's saying, give me, feed me. It means there's nothing but this world. It's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. That's what he's saying. And Chazal say, Miad kofar b'tchias ha-mesim. Among the five averis that he performed that day, that was one of them. Kofar b'tchias ha-mesim. There is only this world. So all this serving of Hashem and accomplishing in a spiritual realm and in holiness and in otherworldliness, who wants otherworldliness? I only believe and I only care about this world. Shahaya Aimer Shaha Olam Hazeh Hu Iker. That's what counts. And at this point, we can all relate to the idea, because let's face it, we all believe in Olam Haba. To the extent that a person believes that Olam Haba is the Iker, the person's Olam Hazeh is going to be only used and only enjoyed so that the person can most successfully and happily reach Olam Haba. If a person really, really, really believes Olam Haba is the Iker, that's what it's all about. We don't just sing the song like we used to sing when we were kids. You know, Olam Hazeh is a good tzach. Learning Torah is the best tzach. The song doesn't go that way. It doesn't say Olam Hazeh is a good tzach. The Jews never sang Olam Hazeh is a good tzach. He didn't correct me. I was waiting for somebody to correct me. No, then,
that's
The song never went, Olam Hazeh is a gutezach. I was waiting for someone to correct me. Olam Haba is a gutezach. Right. That means that they never even said that Olam Hazeh is nothing. Olam Hazeh is absolutely valueless. No one corrected me. Olam Haba is a gutezach. Learning Torah is the best ezach. Marftevek yedinoch. Learning Torah noch and noch. That's the song. So that means that the old good time Yidden, Olam Hazeh, is not important. It's meaningless. It's unimportant. It has no value. It is unimportant. Period. Now, if you really believe that, it's because you believe, Olam Haba, Olam Haba, this is just... So I remember just seeing it myself a couple of years ago. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I visited for briefly with Rav Steinman Zatzal. I mean, the simplest, the raw furniture, the simple wood table and chairs, and he was the happiest person. He hit me, he had the widest, biggest smile, and the warmest affect and Kabbalah's Parim he could give a person. He was happy, totally happy, and no doubt felt that he was the wealthiest man in the world. Because when he says that Olam Hazeh is just the way to get to Olam Haba, he means it. And here we see the opposite. Le'aleinu, where it's Esav, who's saying, you know, let's face it, yeah, there is Olam Haba, there isn't Olam Haba, but the Iker is Olam Hazeh, the Olam HaGashmi. Till at the end, it goes so far as him saying, in the words of Chazal, Ein kan t'chia klal, there is nothing else. V'im kain, so that's why he says to Yaakov, you're right, Lamezeli b'chayr. The Hainu, HaKadusha HaNivdelis Min HaGashmi. What point is there for me to have or pursue holiness disconnected from, independent of some physical pleasure? And ultimately, what's the spiritual pleasure a person can have in this world that begins to give us a sense of what Olam Haba is about? Two things, Torah and Shabbos. Torah and Shabbos. Person learns Torah, person learns Torah, and he has the Chochmas Elokim starting to stir up within him, and it becomes the entire exercise, the entire effort of his every breath is for the sake of that Torah, so he's living Elokus. That's as close as you can get to what's going to be Olam Haba. And Shabbos Kodesh. Olam Haba. Olam has a... Esav says, what do I need? What part do I have in the Kedusha HaNivdelis? Meaning this unattached to physical existence at all. Nivdelis min HaGashmi, it's completely unaffected and uninformed by physical pleasure. There's nothing else. That's Esav. Now, when Chazal say that we are always fighting with Esav, because there's that voice inside every Yid, it's called the Yetzirah, that says what Esav said. A little bit geschmack, a little bit hano, something geschmack to eat, something to enjoy. Geschmack experiences, you know. Now, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with any of those. But is that what you live for? So it's not 0 and 10. Tzadikim, it's 0. Esav is 10. Hopefully, we are closer to 10 than to 0. Right? 0, interest in Olam Hazeh, versus a 10, where Olam Hazeh is it. Esav is 10, Yaakov is 0. Hopefully, we always try to move closer to 0. That's our job, because Esav's voice is in us saying, there is nothing but the joy and pleasure of this world. And that's what you should take in. And that's what you should enjoy. And don't give it up. Don't give it up. We have to be wiser than that. We have to be smarter than that. Now let's look at the other side, which explains now. He explains in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about Mitzvos Kibud Av V'Em. The Gemara there says, yes, that Kibud Av V'Em was once fulfilled by a Gentile named Dhamma. This Dhamma was, in that famous instance, was in possession of stones for the ephod. They had it to buy from him. The key was under his father's pillow. He refused to wake his father up. Ultimately, he's rewarded because when they need a para aduma, guess who has a para aduma? Dama ben Yassinia has a para aduma. And they come back to the same man, and now he gets all that which he otherwise could have had, but made sure not to wake up his father and forfeited in the earlier instance when visited by Chazal, by the great men of the time, the first time, right? That's the famous story in the Gemara in Kedushin. So the Maharal says, what in the world is this Gemara saying? That this holy Gentile was Mekayim Kibbut Aveim. Not only that he was Mekayim Kibbut Aveim, but the Gemara asks, what is the classic extent to which Kibbut Aveim should go? Bo minei, the smaller print on the left side on top. Bo minei mirav ula ad heichem kibbut aveim amaluhu. Tzur uma also evit kachavim echad la'aviv ba'ashkelein dama ben nesina shmai. And they give over this entire story. So the Maharal says, you're learning kibbut aveim from a goy? The Gemara is saying the classic extent to which kibbut aveim must go, we should learn it from a Gentile? So look at what the Maharal says. U'mizeh teida ki hagoy muchen b'yoysel l'kibbut aveim in Yisrael. That's right. Not that they care more about it, but in their nature, there's something about kibbut aveim that they are predisposed to get it and to feel why kibbut aveim is an imperative. They are predisposed more than we are. Why? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Kabed es avicha v'esimecho? Because they gave birth to you. You're only alive thanks to them. Your Olam Hazeh is thanks to them. Kach Amar B'Maseches Bava Metzia. Great Raya. Let's say someone finds and has to return both Avedas Aviv v'Avedas Rabbi. Why is Avedas Rabbi Kedemis? Why does he first endeavor to return whatever belongs to his Rebbe before he does Kibbut Aveim and returns whatever has been lost by his father? Shehu Hevi Yisai, because the Rebbe brought him to Olam Haba. The father comes second. Shehu Hevi Yisai Olam Hazeh V'ilu Rabbi Hevi Elchai Olam Haba. So what you see there is, first of all, obviously Olam Hazeh is less significant, but also, what is the reason to be mechabed your father? He brought you to Olam Hazeh. Muchach ki lekach amra toira sheyechabed es aviv imay. Mepnei shehevi oisoi lechai Olam Hazeh. Mepnei ki miyuchad ha'av shemevi lechai Olam Hazeh. V'dom hazeh miyuchad boi hagoyim. So that's why they who are inheriting the earth, to use their own phrase, she'eleyem nitna ha'olam hazeh. Right? It's Esav's. Olam Hazeh is Esav's. That's why they appreciate it so much. They appreciate it so much that that's why they say, I have to thank my father and mother who gave birth to me so I can have my stake. Ubeprat, ki olam hazeh, hu miyuchad la'esav, k'may she'amru zal, b'medrash, v'yisrei tzutzu abonim, she'hoyim merivim b'nachla shnei olamais. V'amru, ki Yaakov hoya l'chalka olam haba, u'la'esav olam hazeh. L'kach, Hoya Esav Mechabedus Aviv B'Yoysa. That's why he was Mechabedus' father so much. Mepneki Olam Hazeh Hu L'Chal Koy. V'Av Mevi Oysay. L'Olam Hazeh Shu L'Chal Koy. L'Kach Kol Umas Eshel Chelkam Hu Olam Hazeh V'Av Basa V'Dom Hu Shemevi Oysay L'Olam Hazeh L'Kach Etzloy Nimtza HaKovar L'Aviv Basa V'Dom. The Goyim get Kibbut Aveim viscerally. They feel it more. You know why? Because they say, I just had the most enjoyable turkey dinner. Why? How? Because Papa, Mama, thank you, Papa, Mama, gave birth to me, gave me a good life. I have to be appreciative. Aval Yisrael sheyesh la olam haba, v'lo olam hazeh, lenimtza behem kol kach hazrizus lemitzvah zayis. It's not so much naturally predisposed for us to be so excited and thankful that I have a life. Adarabba, the Gemara says, Toiv Mishlein Ivra Mishan Ivra. Right? Better if we had not necessarily been challenged by everything with which we are challenged in this life, the Gemara says. Because it's so difficult to reach that Olam Haba. So therefore the Olam Hazeh is his, and the appreciation for those who brought him to Olam Hazeh comes naturally to him more than to us, to the Gentile, more to the Jew. So we don't have it as naturally. And in the next final piece, up on top left, it's in the same Chiddush Yagodis. I just skipped one of the paragraphs. He says, by the way, in the Shutfim, in creation of man, the physical creators are the father and mother. The spiritual matter of man is breathed into man by Hashem. So that's again the reason why. Those who are most physically inclined are going to appreciate those who gave his physicality life. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our neshama and our olam haba. They are the physical causes for my being in this world. Leben or bas. Why do I have a guf? My parents, my mother and father, biological fact. My neshama, the guy says, less important. That's God's business. So therefore, lekach mechabed avayim beyoser. So the Gentile then is mechabed avayim more than even Hashem, certainly more than we would be naturally disposed to do so.
So what's the mina keneged mina that said, l'man yirich ha'nesimecha?
Nechanami. So that's adarabba, that's the mida keneged mida, right? Your parents are those who have, you have to thank for your being physically in this world and making it possible for you and taking care of you in this world. And if you treat them that with that appreciation, so then you'll continue to be in this world. They gave you this world and you're showing them that you appreciate it, so then that's how you'll be rewarded. The ein ikar shel hagoya neshama. The ikar is not his neshama. Vein b'chab d'nesavim shebashamayim. The ikar in Esav is not his neshama, but his guf. Avol Yisrael, ikar shaloi hu ha'neshama, v'Hashem Yisbarach neis in ha'neshama. The ikar b'ayir is his neshama. That's the part of us that didn't come from mother and father's effort. I mean, mother and father have neshamas. Obviously, the holier their neshamas, the holier they will be able to make and create and foster and bring down a neshama to their ben and bas that they conceive. Yes, but ultimately, who provides it? Whose maisa is it, so to speak? The maisa of in breathing the neshama into us is completely a God achievement, as opposed to a biological male-female achievement. Av Yisrael, ikishalehu neshama, v'Hashem Yisbarach nes neshama, loy avayim, v'Yisrael nikra'im banim lamakayim. That's why Jews are called banim lamakayim. Masha'en kein, masha'en zeba umbais. Because physicality is so much more important, therefore their lives, given, made possible by mother and father, so important, they have a naturally predisposed sense of thankfulness to their father, honor to their father and mother, and less, a little less so, naturally at least, a little less so. That doesn't mean we are allowed to be less mechaved avayim. But the paradigm, the picture of Kibbutz Avayim, the Gemara brings is from a Gentile. Why? Yeah, because the Gentile, his Elam Hazeh, is by him the Iker. Look how well he behaves and how he is so careful with father and mother, because, yes, this is who brought him into this world. So he goes to the nth degree. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yidin, even though that's not the Iker, you should go to that degree as well.
But they're not even mitzvahed kibud avayim, where Jews are. So we want to bring the gadol mitzvah.
That's gadol mitzvah Eisa is in schar. The Gemara there was saying, ad heichan kibud avayim means how far does one have to go? And here the example was what he could have been a multimillionaire overnight, but said, I will not wake my father. I will not disturb his sleep. Wow. Right? So the question is, are you bringing an example from a Gentile? And the answer is yes. Because the Gentile has that olam hazedik appreciation of...
It's more intuitive.
It's intuitive, it's more natural to him than it is to us, because I have my life, my dad, my mom and dad, he gave me my life. And you know, my life is everything. My worldly life, look at me, whatever I have. They sent me to school, or they raised me on this big, beautiful farm and the ranch, whatever it is that this Olam Hazadik Goy is celebrating, that's why he has Kibbut Avim. And that's why it's so natural for him. That's why Kibbut Avim by Esav was so natural. Esav's great Kibbut Avim was because Olam Hazeh is the Ikka, Olam Haba not. The Guf is the Ikka, the Neshama not. So I really appreciate Mom and Pa. I really appreciate Yitzchak and Rivka for that reason. And that's ultimately what the struggle of Yaakov and Esav is. It's the struggle over this question. Which is the Iker? Which is the Tufel? The Iker is Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is the Tufel. The only Kedusha you can create in this world is because it's the Emtsaus. It's the way, it's the means to which to get to Olam Haba. That's Yaakov. Whereas for Esav, it's the opposite. So we have to strive to be the Yaakov, but the Ikar is the Olam Haba, and that's what Yaakov stands for. And the Olam Haba that he now achieved for us is pure, because he achieved, when Esav sold that Bechira, what he sold was the place that's pristine in Olam Haba for Yaakov, for the Beis Yisrael.